This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I have to start this first by telling you that I love my dogs. When my dog Hunter died last year, it was devastating. And now that I have Finn and Bella, you probably heard Finn earlier, who was making sure that the landscaping people knew who was in charge. Now that I have those two, I love them no less. I can't conceive of a moment where I would ever consider harming them. In an event where something would happen and they would need saving, I would try to save them. Flood. Fire. But there is a line sometimes that you have to be aware of. In Texas, this past week, a man out for a brisk walk on a local hiking trail was precipitously attacked and killed by three pit bulls. Over the next few minutes, he was torn to pieces and died at the scene from his injuries. His mutilated, lifeless body was only discovered after several hours. Right after they got done with that, those three dogs attacked a woman in her own driveway as she was entering her car along with her two-year-old child. Both the woman and her child were severely injured, but the woman was able to discourage the dogs by striking them with a folding chair. And the dogs eventually left. That's on video. Several neighbors can be seen on a video of the second attack, but they don't take any action to help the woman. All three dogs were owned by a neighbor but had escaped his yard. My father had that happen to him. A couple of dogs got out of the gate, got out of their fence, and, they came at him. He had to put a chair between him and them. At the time, he had his own little yappy dog in the house, and the only reason he didn't open the door and go in the house is he's afraid the yappy dog would think that, you know, he was Rambo and come out there and take on the full-size dogs. But he was genuinely scared in that moment. Going back to this, the subsequent local TV news report of the incidents featured some expert advice with regard to such dog attacks. The viewers were advised to drop to the ground and curl up in a ball. Probably like the guy who was killed likely did. He probably did that. And it's a good thing the woman in this case did not take that expert recommendation. The media anchors added that these kind of attacks are very unusual, which is another way of saying, and let's all pretend it never really happened. Now, right after this thing happened with my dad, I said, you need a gun, which he had one. He's got a permit. I said, you need to carry it. See, the thing you have to understand, you hear all the time from police officers, there's no such thing as a routine stop, right? Well, wherever you live today, if you're listening to me, you live somewhere where you need to probably be walking around strapped, even in your casual walks and trips to the grocery store. Because, once again, while it's very unusual, it does happen. The media also failed to mention that expecting those who witness these incidents to get involved and come to your aid is delusional. You don't have that luxury of being able to rely on that. In fact, people in the past, this has happened, and people who have tried to help their neighbors when they're under attack by dogs or violent felons will be labeled by the same leftist media as vigilantes who took the law into their own hands. You see, all of this cultural disparagement of guns and gun owners and the elite getting out there, looking down at the entire concept of deadly force and self-defense, which is unquestionably embraced by the leftists and the leftist media, it leads to the automatic demonization of any American who protects himself and family via gunfire. So, when you get out there and you're like, what are the chances that I'm going to be attacked? They're very, very low, right? But you're asking the wrong question at that point. When a bad outcome is grievous, the mathematical probability of it actually happening becomes irrelevant. And it becomes an argument, a farcical one. And look at what they've done. As the communists seek to seize and expand power, that's what led to this guy thinking, well, I don't need a gun. That old man, right? They're anarchists because they patronize and promote anarchist groups like Antifa and BLM, but the correct term is anarcho-terrorist. The sponsored anarchist proxies, whose proposed goal is ecumenical anarchy and chaos, they work towards that, but that's just their temporary destination. Because the communists can't usher in their suffocating communist utopia until the current constitution is scrapped and replaced with a master plan. So first we must have anarchy so that you will seek them out and say, please come up with that master plan. That's what happened with Nazism and fascism and communism. And those under the anarcho-tyranny, which is the blue hellscapes, and the favor groups like Antifa, Jane's Revenge, BLM, CARE, illegal aliens, violent trans groups, and the assorted other criminal gangs are routinely granted favored status. Non-English-speaking illegal aliens, many of whom are convicted violent felons, they get to operate cars and trucks and cause accidents while drunk, and many with no license, no insurance, no registration. And they get no consequence from the woke prosecutor. They're very seldom arrested. They're not very often prosecuted, even more seldom incarcerated and deported. And when they finally try to do that, then a judge comes up and says, well, you can't do that, right? I just saw Boasberg doing that the other day. And if you're Jewish or Christian or a gun owner or a taxpayer or a capitalist or just part of a traditional nuclear family, you are subject to maximum scrutiny. And even the tiniest perceived infraction gets you in severe legal sanction, such as being prosecuted for leaving a space blank on an incomprehensible multi-page government form, or allowing vehicle registration to lapse by a day or two. Particularly singled out for such vicious persecution are legal American gun owners. So today's leftists, you know, they're not true anarchists, at least in the long term. They believe in a suffocating all-powerful state. A communist utopia, if you will, which they fully intend to bring to you despite their insatiable appetite for chaos and lawlessness and squalor in the near term. But you got to remember one thing. Communism is perpetually just one murder short of utopia. Now, just to drive my point home, in Illinois the other day, a gun carrier, legal gun carrier, stopped a rampage killing. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.